Hi, this is Eva G, and you're listening to 2SER 107.3. Are you on the hunt for some new wardrobe pieces without breaking the bank? Second Life Markets is your answer. Head to Sydney's Carriage Works this Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for a fashion-forward event where you can browse pre-loved items straight from your community's wardrobe. Event director Nadia Raslan joins me now. Good morning, Nadia. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Very well,
thank
you.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. Thanks for being here. So can you tell me how Second Life was born?
So Second Life was born in Perth by my two best friends, Stella and Meg. It was a small little garage sale between 15 friends, which has just grown very organically since in Perth. And once I moved here and to Sydney, in 2021, I was just spontaneously like, hey, should we just try and do a Second Life here and see how we go? And here we are.
Oh, awesome. And why do you think it's so important to give clothes a second life?
I think generally with the overconsumption of shopping and buying clothes and stuff like that, it's so important to give clothes a second life because, you know, we're always rotating between clothing, and I feel like slow fashion is so much more efficient and so much more special and unique to the consumer and, you know, just generally saving the environment in that sense.
So there's a particular trend on the rise in slow fashion consumption, thrift shopping and buying secondhand pieces. What do you think sparked this trend?
I think generally it's just the whole idea behind buying something that is unique and one of one. And when you're shopping vintage as well, there's so much time and effort that goes into scouring through many, many racks to find the one special piece. And once you do find it, generally you savor it and it's something that you just have for life. And the quality is super strong and high that it tends to be something that you pass on to, you know, your daughters and your granddaughters. And I think that's what I'm finding with shopping vintage these days as well, because I find myself so attached to each piece because there's so much story behind how I found it, which point of life that I found it as well. And, you know, it's so easy for me to just be like, hey, I could easily just sell so many of my clothes right now. But it's just the attachment that I have to it that I'm like, maybe I'll give it to my sister or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's so cute. And now people can actually sell their clothes at these events. They can apply to have a rack. And you guys have taken on many locations in Australia, including Adelaide last weekend and Canberra the week before. What has the nation's response been like to Second Life Markets so far?
I feel like Second Life Markets differs to a lot of other sort of markets because obviously we're a ticketed event, and that's not usually something that you'd find at any sort of thrift event or market or anything like that. And that's because we do take a lot of time and consideration to curating which type of stalls will come and activate at Second Life. And we really make sure that each of these sellers have only the best quality vintage in each city. And yeah, we just really try to filter out all of the fast fashion and things like that and just really encourage the rotation and, circular fashion just in general.
And Second Life Markets is, as you mentioned, a ticketed event, but it's quite affordable with tickets available for as little as $5. So what can people get from their tickets, and are there any tickets available for this event?
We do have tickets available, but they are selling fast because it is this weekend. So our tickets go from $5 up to $15. Mm-hmm. If you were to come at 9:30 to 10, that is our early access preview, and that's $15. And generally, you'd want to come early if you want to be getting first dibs and all of the good pieces. And, you know, you don't have the general public shopping around that time as well. And then from 10 a.m. to about 4 p.m., I believe, it's $10 all day for an all-access ticket. And then it just goes cheaper throughout the day from $8 down to $5. And, yeah, I mean, there's also a lot of people that like to come later in the day as well, because a lot of these sellers, they tend to just want to get rid of stuff, so they just get things for a bargain as well.
That sounds unreal. However, if you don't have an opportunity to come along this Sunday, Nadia, can you please tell us about the future of Second Life Markets? What have you got going on for the rest of the year?
Yeah, so we've got our archive event coming up on the 14th of September in just 2 weeks. And this event only happens twice a year. And it's mainly just for designer and archive sellers. And we have a lot of sellers come in from all around Australia, bringing in very rare one-of-one vintage designer pieces. Some people even bring very rare museum pieces. And that is at Machine Hall. It's a lot more premium, exclusive, and intimate. I highly recommend if you're trying to find that special vintage designer piece. And then our very last event of the year at Carriage Works is our summer edition event on the 2nd of November. And yeah, I mean, it's a perfect opportunity for you to be getting all of your summer needs and Christmas presents. Please come.
That was Nadia Raslan, Director of Second Life Markets Asia and Australia, coming to a venue near you this Sunday at Carriage Works. Tickets are still available for this event, as just said. Getting quick before they sell out, visit www.carriageworks.com.au for more details. Thank you so much, Nadia, for coming
Thank
in.
You.
I appreciate your time.